Number 3. Poetry.
Today we're going to focus on English poetry. English language poetry is incredibly diverse and complex. I personally believe that it is very important that English majors, like yourselves, become familiar with its diversity and complexity. Unfortunately, familiarity with poetry seems to be dying everywhere. Why is that? I fear that poetry may be a dying art. So, it is the duty of English language departments across the country to bring it back to life. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now. Let's see, to start. What is a poem? Nobody wants to take a stab at this one, huh? I don't blame you. It's hard to say exactly what poetry is. Like I said, it's a diverse and complex form. I think most of you, though you may not be able to define one, could point out a poem if you saw one, right? Poems look different on the page than prose does. Okay, to organize our discussion of what a poem is, let's break it down to traditional forms and more recent forms. Traditionally, poems were performed rather than read. Poems were used to tell a story. They could also be very long, much like modern novels. Since they were performed orally, that is, spoken aloud, they used rhyme and meter to guide the performance. What are these two components of traditional poetry, rhyme and meter? I hope you remember that rhyme is when two lines or words have the same end sound, like cat and bat, for example. Meter is rhythm, a certain number of beats or syllables per line. It sets the flow of the lines being performed. This combination of rhyme and rhythm made it much easier for poetry to be performed live. As I mentioned, the rules of modern poetry have changed somewhat. Modern poems often lack rhyme and meter. Now, poetry tends to be characterized by an intense and precise use of language. Also, modern poets often attempt to focus on one observation of the world rather than tell a larger story. To further distinguish modern poetry from prose, you can look at the lines on the page. Compared to prose, poetry is written in shorter, broken lines. Also, the lines can appear anywhere on the page, not just at the left margin. The short lines and intense language used in modern poetry help the reader see the subject in a fresh way.
1. Match each description with the correct category. 2. What does the speaker say about poetry? 3. According to the speaker, how do the lines of modern poetry appear different than prose? 4. What does the professor mean when she says this?
What is a poem? Nobody wants to take a stab at this one, huh?